Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Luke and Gemma from Snohomish are. Luke and Gemma, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Luke and Gemma are in the house.
Well, what's the story with Luke and Gemma? Is this two friends, father, daughter?
It's my daughter. We listen to you guys almost every morning, and she's always telling me that I need to call in and we need to beat Migs.
Oh, let's go. This is. And how old's Gemma?
Seven.
Oh,
if you get beat by a seven-year-old, I'm going to be so happy.
Gemma, what's your favorite TV show?
Rugrats.
Great choice, Gemma.
So if there's questions about Rugrats, I'm in trouble.
Luke and Gemma, were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
No.
All right, it's
That's
a
okay.
level playing field.
This is a good opportunity for you to learn about integrity, so I'm proud of you for not listening.
Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Luke and Gemma have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. They can pass all they want, but will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Who is Barbie's boyfriend?
Ken.
Yes. The Star Spangled Banner was written during which war?
The Civil War.
No.
The Revolutionary War.
No.
The War of 1812.
That's the one. Which blood type is a universal donor?
O negative?
Yes. What is a whale's leap out of the water called?
A breach?
Yes. In what 2000s year did Google introduce the Chrome browser?
2010?
No.
12?
No.
14?
No. Which U.S. state is located directly east of Washington, D.C.?
Pass.
What color has the longest wavelength in the visible spectrum?
Red, green,
red,
blue?
Yes. What company developed Viagra?
Migs is Migs.
No, no. Well, you guys got 5 correct, Gemma and Luke. Yeah. That is not bad at all.
Good job.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting coached up by Ryan Castle out there.
Were you?
Yes.
Steve, did it help? Are you ready?
All right.
Who is Barbie's boyfriend?
Ken.
Yes. The Star Spangled Banner was written during which war?
The War of 1812.
That's correct. Yes. Which blood type is a universal donor?
Great band. Type O negative.
That's correct. What is a whale's leap out of the water called?
The big leap?
No.
The dive.
No.
Jumping the shark.
No. In what 2000s year did Google introduce the Chrome browser?
Ooh, I'm going to go 2015.
No.
2010.
No.
2008.
Yes. Which U.S. state is located directly east of Washington, D.C.?
New York?
No.
Which state? Massachusetts?
No.
New Jersey?
No. What color has the longest wavelength in the visible spectrum?
Red.
Yes. Oh. What company developed Viagra?
Pfizer.
Correct. What country was the setting for the 2009 movie The Hurt Locker?
Which country?
Yes.
I don't know. United States of America.
No.
Canada?
No.
England?
No. Who holds the record for most consecutive games played in Major League Baseball?
That would be Cal Ripken Jr.
Holy cow. You got that one right, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You got 7 correct.
Which?
That is a win.
Let's go.
7-5. Nice work, though, Luke and Gemma. Next time you'll beat Migs.
Say, we'll get him next time.
We'll get him next time.
Yeah. Gemma, you rock.
Another one bites the dust.
I kind of wish you would have just been like,
F-Steve Migs. But we don't want 7-year-olds saying that on their radio, Dan.
Well, I know, but they do it at your wrestling matches all the time, so I just figured maybe.
Well, clearly she's not a wrestling fan because she sounds like she was brought up right.
Well, she and her dad did know that when a whale leaps out of the water, it's called a breach or breaching. The U.S. state located directly east of Washington, D.C. is Maryland.
Oh.
And the country that was the setting for the 2009 movie The Hurt Locker was Iraq.
Okay.
But you still won.
The Maryland one I should have got. That's so stupid.
That's like your old stomping grounds, kind of.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
If someone would like to play Beat Migs in person, we have an opportunity for them to do just that. And it's coming up this weekend, Steve.
I cannot wait. And that's an easy commute for me because it's in Puyallup and it's an area that most Puyallup natives would know where it is. And that's Sunrise Village. And it's going to be a blast over at the Red Dog.
The Red Dog is a pour your own beverage place, which I'm very excited about. I've already been checking out the menu. I am stoked. We're going to be there starting at noon. All the party details are up at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. Are you a Washington State transplant? Call now because we have a simple question to ask you. 206-803-ROCK. If you are a transplant in the PNW, call now and we'll chat with you after Green Day. It has been estimated that nearly 8 million millennials relocated last year, heading to just new places throughout the United States. Some of these people left for a different job.
Okay.
Maybe they wanted more space, different kind of quality of life. But the top 5 states that millennials moved to were Colorado, Rhode Island,
okay,
Maryland, New York, and South Carolina.
So no Washington.
No Washington.
Good. Don't
and
come
then,
here.
On the other
says
end.
Says the transplant.
They were fleeing from Connecticut.
Washington.
Idaho. Minnesota. Georgia. And Indiana.
Well, I don't know much about any of those places other than Minnesota, and it's cold as F. I went one time, and it was in the winter, and I'm like, this is unbearable. So I understand it for that reason. But although I heard Minnesota's a pretty cool spot.
Well, this leads us to want to ask a simple question. For the Washington transplants out there, we want to know, where are you from and why did you move here? Let's start with Ray, who's driving north on I-5. Ray, where are you from originally?
Missouri.
And why did you move to the great state of Washington?
Well, long story, but basically for a piece of tail.
Okay. Did it work out for you?
No, it did not. Oh. But... I did meet somebody up here, and we've been together over 30 years, and
love it.
Kids, grandkids, all that. So
it's kind of funny in a roundabout way. That was part of why I moved to Washington. It was very many reasons. I wanted to get a hell away from my family because everybody was crazy. So I'm like, let me just get as far away as possible. I also always wanted to see Mudhoney live, and they never went on tour. I had a lot of dumb reasons, but also one drunken night. My friend Janelle and I, who was a buddy in college, we were at a bar, and I go, I think I'm going to move to Seattle. You want to move to Seattle with me? And I always kind of had a crush on her. Never thought she would say it. She's like, yeah, that sounds like a blast.
What?
And in my head, I'm like, I should just ask her out to a movie. That would have been a lot cheaper and a lot less difficult. But
now you have a roommate.
Yeah, no, and we moved out with another buddy. We then convinced another buddy drunkenly to come move out with us as well. He was unbearable. So, and she hated him by the time we got to Washington. And then we had to live all together. And she finally was like, I'm moving back home. This is too much for me. And then I was stuck with that dude. And I'm like, I'm moving out. I'm going to go find somewhere else to live.
So did you ever get the tail?
No, she was just, I don't think she had any interest, and I had no game. I can invite you to Seattle. I just can't ask you out on a date.
You still don't have game, Steve.
I know. It's weird. I'm shocked that my wife is even with me.
206-803-ROCK. Matt from Redmond, our simple question to you. Where are you from and why did you move here?
I'm from Alaska, and I came down for 2 reasons. One was a girl, and one was to be closer to family.
All right, so we're 2 for 2 on tail.
Specifically.
What's that?
I said my niece and nephew specifically.
And have you been loving it here since?
I'm still with my niece and nephew.
but not with the girl.
No.
Well, I'm glad that your niece and nephew didn't break up with you.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Aaron in Tacoma. Where are you from and why did you move to Washington?
I'm originally from California. Moved up here back in 2014 for a girl I met through a dating app.
We're three for three.
That's amazing. Wait,
so how did the relationship end up? Are you guys together?
No.
Oh, wait. So what happened?
So shortly after the new year in 2015, it just wasn't working out, and I decided to stick it out and met my now wife, who I've been with her for 10 years.
Okay.
Nice.
Everybody's having a happy ending.
I just want to talk to somebody where it actually worked out on the first try. Maybe it's Rob in Gig Harbor. Rob from Gig Harbor, where are you from originally and why did you move here?
Hey, guys. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I moved here under peer pressure, actually.
From a girl?
No, actually, my mom and my brother.
Wait, they were so sick of you that they said move away from us?
They're like, get out. No, actually, what happened was when the world was closed down,
yeah.
My mom called me one day and she said, son, you know how I've always wanted you to get out of California? Well, your brother has a place in the state of Washington you can go live if you like. So he called me one day and we talked. And for about a month after that, they would both call me once a week. When are you moving up? When are you moving? Are you moving? When are you moving? This went on for like almost practically 2 months. And finally, one day, I just said, you know what? What the hell? Put all my stuff in storage and then moved up here. And I've been up here ever since. That was in 2020, right before Thanksgiving.
So are you happy with the decision? Are you glad that they pressured you into moving to Washington?
You know, to be honest with you, I kind of like it out here. Being from L.A., taking a guy from L.A. and putting him in the forest is a definite culture shock.
Yeah.
But I got to say, it's a really beautiful state to live in. I like it. Other than the drivers out here, not a big fan. I thought L.A. was really bad. But I don't know. Washington's a pretty close tie for first when it comes to drivers.
Oh, Washington's crushing it when it comes to terrible drivers. I agree.
Top of the list.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a chat on Reddit of things that many women find totally embarrassing, but most men, they don't actually care about it at all. Some of the responses are fantastic. So let's go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is another wonderful chat on Reddit happening, and it's talking about the many things women seem to find embarrassing that most men actually don't care about at all. Some of the responses have been epic. So we're going to go straight to those comments.
And I think this will be fun. Let's hear the comments and see if you agree or if how Danny and I feel, if like, you know, if we also think it's not worth getting worked up about, or if you're on board with them.
Okay.
All right, we figured who better to read these than a man who's in touch with the ladies, and that is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith. Are you ready for Robot Will Smith reading the comments about the things that that women care about that men just don't? Ready for the first comment?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
People seeing your house not being perfectly cleaned.
You know, the older I've gotten, I now care more about that. Back in the day when I was like, you know, my 20s, I didn't care if you came over to a pigsty.
I mean, I definitely care about that. And it drives Brad crazy. And even Barrett gets annoyed that I'm like, we have to clean everything. There's company coming over. And Barrett's like, why are you cleaning?
My mom used to be nuts about that. She'd get under the table with the cloth and the dust under there. I'm like, who's going to end up on their hands and knees and see that there's dust on the bottom of the table legs?
Silly.
It's ridiculous. And Sid's like that, too. Mm-hmm. But she gets so crazy. She's cleaning as people are still over.
Oh, my God.
Sneezing naturally. Several ladies I know hold their sneezes in.
No. You okay? Let her rip.
Anyone?
No.
You want to hear a crazy story? Remember Vince McMahon, he used to be part of the WWE, he's no longer a part of it, but he's such a mental case that he felt that if you sneeze, that meant that it was a sign of weakness, that you weren't strong enough to hold a sneeze in. And he would get mad. And there are multiple people who confirmed this. Like, in meetings, if somebody sneezed, he would be visibly upset at that person.
It is allergy season. What am I supposed to do?
It actually bothers me the opposite way. Like, when somebody does one of those little... I'm like,
I'm like, come on, just sneeze.
Yeah.
Like, why? I can't do that. So just sneeze.
You're not fooling us. We know you just sneeze.
Be an elephant.
Can't be satisfying at all.
Man, my dad, he used to like rumble the house when he was, choo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's me.
Farts and.
That's Danny also farts.
Farts and burps. My husband of 20 years has never heard me fart. Never will.
I mean, Brad has heard me fart, but very few times. I'm not like one of those people that rips.
I don't know if I want to like get in the doghouse, but I've never heard my wife fart when she's awake.
See, that was the first time that Brad ever heard me fart. I woke myself up in my sleep and wow. I was like, oh my God, he's still asleep. Thank God. But then the next morning he was like, what was that at 3 a.m.? I was mortified.
I don't think I've ever told my wife that I've busted her a couple of times.
I'll tell her.
I think it's the funniest thing ever. Like when all of a sudden just, I hear one rip and I'm like, I look over and she's asleep. I'm like, that is adorable.
But you two are weird. I don't fart at all. So I don't know.
That's true. I've never heard Danny fart.
Thank you.
Mm-mm, I don't think I have either.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Rewearing the same outfit or being at a party and wearing the same outfit as someone else.
That is definitely one that I've never understood why people get so upset about the fact that you're wearing something that someone else. If I showed up today and Danny was wearing the same shirt, I'd be like, dude,
let's take a picture.
Like, that just happened with Castle and I when he walked in. We had the same plain black hoodie on. And I was like, this is awesome.
I think I'm down with twinning for sure.
But I've seen women get mad at each other over this.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird how many people I show up twinning with at emo night. Skinny jeans, black shirt. You get it.
The uniform.
Yeah.
On brand.
On brand.
Scars. All of my guy friends think their scars are cool. My girlfriends and I would never compare scars.
Well, you guys aren't like lifting up your shirt to show off some scars.
I mean, I show my knee scar all the time, but you know, I that's like my only big one.
My wife does think it's strange that like when I think it was funny that I ended up getting like this scar on my lip. And that just recently happened, like when I was wrestling in Vancouver, a guy headbutted me right in the, and it just started bleeding everywhere. Oh. And the promoter was like, I could stitch it. But honestly, it'll just heal the same. It might even heal worse if I stitch it because of the way that it was cut open.
Ouch.
So I came home. I was like, that's going to leave a nasty scar. Not that bad. But she's like, man, I would be so upset if I had a scar like that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm all right. You can't polish a turd.
Makes you look tough.
Yeah. One more?
Yeah.
Eating a lot and finishing your plate.
I mean, well, I have a solid appetite.
I don't know, man. We've gone to all-you-can-eat sushi with you. You don't eat a lot.
Well, I eat fast, yeah. Though. I definitely eat fast.
She eats one roll.
She's like, I know. Guys, I eat so much.
I'm like, did you?
Sushi does fill me up, though, pretty quickly.
But you have one roll, you're like, that's all I can eat.
I know.
I'm like, you just spent way too much money for that one roll, then.
Every time I do the all-you-can-eat at Trappers, I'm always like, I am not getting my money's worth. Not even close.
See, I am that person that will practically lick the plate clean.
Oh, same.
If food's good, I always hate it when like the waiter or the waitress comes over and goes, wow, it looks like you didn't like your meal. I'm like, isn't that the point? Isn't the point for me to like this meal? That's why I came here and spent this money. Like, why are you making me feel shamed that I just decided to eat the entire meal?
That's like the whole goal, right?
But then I've tried, like, you know, I'm trying to like be better with my portion control. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to match my wife. When we were in Hawaii, I was like, whatever she eats on her plate, I'll try and eat just the equivalent on my plate. Maybe that'll like kind of keep me.
Yeah.
That didn't even last one meal. I was like eating and I'm like, man, you haven't eaten a lot. I need to keep eating. I would be starving if I stopped eating right now.
No.
The Daily Migs Show.
The prank call heard round the world. The one that the Falcons assistant coach's son made to Shedeur Sanders. Well, there's some repercussions.
New news.
Yes, it's going to cost the team and the coach hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're going to tell you all about it during What's Trending after Pearl Jam. Just waking up and reaching for your phone. Great news. We have already done all the doom scrolling for you. And we've got a read on what's happening in the world of pop culture. So let's tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There were a couple Major League Baseball announcers who were pretty much left speechless for a few moments during a game because one player said some pretty naughty things.
It's amazing.
So what did he say? We're going to tell you in just a couple moments. But first, we have to talk about the Atlanta Falcons and defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. He has now been fined. Also, the team has been fined after his son Jax made that prank call to Shedeur Sanders during the draft. He found the number on an iPad that was open. This is the ESPN report from it.
First take this morning out of the NFL. The NFL has fined the Falcons $250,000 and defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich $100,000 for failing to prevent the disclosure of confidential.
$100,000?
That's a very expensive prank.
Oh my gosh.
For failing to prevent the disclosure of confidential information distributed to the club in advance of the NFL draft. Okay.
Okay.
Thinking her head, she's starting to go. On the panel is Stephen A. Smith. And we were joking when she hear that, you're like, well, maybe what Stephen said the other day, Jeff might actually be doing.
I sincerely hope he whipped his kid's ass.
I would.
Well, Stephen A. Smith then talked about it after that. You know, that announcement was made this morning, and he had this to say about all of it.
I feel.
Do you think he's going to bring up kicking his ass again?
For sure.
Do you think so, Danny?
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad for Jeff Ulbrich. From the standpoint that, yeah, it's a $100,000 fine, and obviously that's some money. The man ain't walking around making tens of millions of dollars or anything like that. But the other side to this is an incredible embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
That 21-year-old kid, Jax, should have had his ass whipped.
21-year-old man.
21-year-old, yeah, all right. He should have his ass whipped.
He's tripling down on that bad boy.
He did apologize, which is very helpful, you know. He did say, I'm sorry. He called himself selfish and childish.
You know, and I'm so torn on this. Like, it was a prank, but I understand that the fact that, like, he's getting sensitive information. He took it from his dad, and then the team, even though they didn't do anything wrong, I guess that's the way of maybe kind of combating and hoping that maybe in the future teams are a little bit more strict about, like, how this information is being kept, and now the coaches will be like, well, crap, I need to keep this under a lock and key.
Yeah.
Because maybe I also have a 21-year-old idiot that likes to prank call people.
It definitely sets an example.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot of money, though. Mm. Do you think the team might cover the fine for the coach, or are they going to be like, yo, sucks for you, man. You should be better about where you keep your iPad.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to take some responsibility for his son's actions and his own actions.
He's got to mow a lot of lawns to pay dad back for that. That's insane. Also insane, this happened in a Baltimore Orioles game earlier this week. A couple of Major League Baseball announcers, they were left speechless all because of what happened after Ryan O'Hearn hit a 3-run homer, and then he took some swigs. You know how the Mariners have the Trident?
Yeah.
They have a thing called the Homer Hose, and they drink out of it after they hit a home run. Well, the microphones were hot when he was doing this, and I don't think the announcers expected him to say this.
And the hydration station. Some mouth should get cleaned out.
Yeah, well, maybe some soap. Apparently, I mean, I don't even know if I could translate what he wanted a certain action to be done to, I guess, like baseballs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way.
Use your imagination.
I think we'll just leave it at that. So I don't know if he's going to get fined $100,000 for that, but, you know, probably should have maybe not had a microphone hot after a guy had hit a home run.
Jack Black has made Billboard history. His song is 34 seconds long. It's called Steve's Lava Chicken, and it's now the shortest track ever to make it onto the Hot 100, and it debuted at number 77.
Have you heard this song?
No.
Is anyone in here into Minecraft?
No.
All right, well, this is the song.
La 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 lava.
Okay, I mean, we only lasted 16 seconds, and I can't listen to anymore.
It's Jack Black.
It's Jack Black. You're absolutely right. And yet, Taryn Daly over here is dancing along to it.
Do you think she was in a club?
Right.
Minecraft club.
I would listen to that. I'm probably going to listen to it when I get my son off the bus later. We're going to jam out together.
Sorry, Barrett.
Poor kid.
The Daily Mix Show.
I know that someone out there is feeling brave this morning, brave enough to call up and play the game Beat Migs. Steve, your record is 132 wins, 49 losses, and 34 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will be playing Beat Migs at 850.